everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of MLS Kicking It with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of Atlanta. Now, speaking about Atlanta, John, last year they captured the MLS Cup, correct?
Yes, correct.
Week one in MLS, what did they do?
Lost in D.C.
Week two, they played at home at Mercedes-Benz. They unveiled the banner, the championship banner. You would think they're playing an expansion team. They're the defending MLS Cup champions. I'm getting to my point here. Much like Toronto FC last year, you know, capturing the title and then, well, laying an egg. Could we see Atlanta United lay the same egg of Toronto FC as they draw an expansion team at home 1-1?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, a lot of folks are fired up about it who are Atlanta United fans, as they well should be. If you look at the five matches that Atlanta United have played this year, if you were to rank them 1 to 5, this would be the fifth one. And it was a performance where they were still trying to figure themselves out in this new system under Frank DeBoer. And it is a work in progress. And when you have the expectation level that has been built with successes on and off the pitch, bringing in players, all that kind of stuff, you're going to have these kinds of reactions from fans. And there was even some booing as the team left the pitch. And personally, I completely understand a fan's right to react the way that they do when you invest the amount of money that you are when it comes to Atlanta United. But it was your first home match. It was only your second match in all of MLS. You have 32 more matches. You have a match against Monterrey midweek to go with the second leg of the final eight in CONCACAF Champions League. You're down 3-0, so I think that what you need to do in this particular situation is just line something up and try to give you some momentum towards Sunday when you're playing a Philadelphia Union team, which is just not very good right now. And you have a lot of offensive firepower that seems to be hamstrung right now. When you're FC Cincinnati and you just play very deeply, you're kind of daring Atlanta United to do things. And right now they're not finding ways to do them offensively. You have a very talented player in PT Martinez who's not a full 90 minutes fit. And you have other players who are just coming back from injury. Julian Gressel played over the weekend. Franco Escobar is probably another week or so away from being back to full song. Combinations didn't work yesterday, and when you complete 95% of your passes in your defensive third and the middle third, but you do not come anywhere close to matching that rate in the final third, this is what's going to happen. You get a goal in the first 5 minutes with Joseph Martinez, but then you have a defensive breakdown, which is what this system is going to lend itself to in its early days, and Roland Lamont gets the equalizer with 5 minutes to go. So there is an impatience level. And, you know, right now it's an impatience level with both, well, with fans, coaches, and with Atlanta United players right now. It's not a good vibe right now, and you see more frustration and negative play or just playing backward to try to get something done against teams that are more than happy to just sit back and try to force you to do something.
All right, that was Sunday 1-1 Atlanta United and the FC Cincinnati. Also matches on Sunday, New York City FC, DC United played to a 0-0 draw, Sporting Kansas City 2-0 victory over Philadelphia, LAFC 4-1 over Portland. Any of those matches that you want to talk about?
Well, I think that, you know, you look at DC United going to the U-12 pitch that is Yankee Stadium, and I think that really you go in there and you're just trying to survive more than anything else. And Domi Tarom gets a point in his match at home. I think that you look at LAFC and you see some reason for optimism. But once again, last year at Bank of California, they were tremendous. But when they got away from there, they weren't. Sporting Kansas City, once again, beating Philadelphia 2-0. Not a surprise just because of the lack of offense and trying to figure yourself out right now for Jim Curtin and Ernst Tanner in Philadelphia. Seattle scored their two and pretty much just kind of coasted against Colorado. I think that Minnesota took advantage of the San Jose team that's still trying to figure themselves out. RSL got the Duke, figured that they would against Vancouver. Once again, new head coach, new system, trying to figure things out. Houston, quality win for them as they get ready in the in-betweens for their match in Champions League at Tigres midweek. And then LA Galaxy didn't have Zlatan, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Galaxy were trying to figure themselves out. Good win for the young guys with Luchi Gonzalez and SCD winning 2-0. And then New England still trying to figure themselves out as well. And so Columbus jumps on them and gets the Duke in Chicago and Orlando. I think that Orlando might be a little better than folks think early on, and Chicago might be a little worse.
And so the only two matches played, Seattle, Minnesota, and LAFC are both, all three are 2-0. Minnesota, my second favorite team, scoring again another three goals. San Jose is really, really bad anyways. But this week, you know, it's very interesting to see what happens with a team, you know, Toronto. They play Sunday night against New England. Technically, they should beat New England. Could they be 2-0? You don't know. But another matchup on Sunday, and it's always big for TV, L.A., New York in Yankee Stadium once again, certainly. And you guys should hopefully come off the shine by beating Philadelphia. Everybody beats Philadelphia, right?
At least right now, anyway. If you're going to pounce on Philadelphia in their time of transition because of a mandated formation that Ernst Tanner is telling Jim Curtin to play, and you don't have Marco Fabian because of the red card that he drew over the weekend, it's going to be a tall order for Philadelphia. New England going into Toronto FC, you should, you know, just because of how things are at BMO, you should be able to get the Duke there. And LAFC traveling to NYCFC, I think once again, it's 90 minutes of pinball. And really the biggest thing if you're LAFC, survive. Get out of there in one piece. That's the bottom line when it comes to always playing a team like NYCFC at Yankee Stadium. Claudia Reyna, their sporting director, did mention, by the way, over the weekend that they are close in trying to figure out where they're going to play next. There's a lot of talk of doing it in property that's across the street from Citi Field, and we'll wait and see. But until I see something pen to paper, I'm not really holding my breath on that either.
All right, that's John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports. John, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson. You can always follow along there and at Soccer Down Here on Twitter, Soccer Down Here Daily Radio, 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on Spreaker and on the Soccer Down Here app available for iOS and Android. And you can also listen at soccerdownhere.net and also on our YouTube channel at Soccer Down Here if you're trying to figure out a way to listen. So listen in all and above of those ways, and then you'll get all your soccer fix. So it's fun to be there with Jason Longshore and Jared Smith, but that's a bunch of different ways to keep in touch with us and reach out to us as much as you can.
All right, and once again, this show has been brought to you by iQuest Media. Help business grow from digital design to inbound marketing to branding and beyond. That's iQuestmedia.ca. Check them out. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.